Okay, we are today beginning a totally new topic in the Chazara. On Daf Ayin Gimel Lamed Beis. One second, please. Ayin Beis Lamed Beis, actually, I apologize. We're going to begin. But the Gemara makes a statement. Amar Rav Huna Gito Kematanasa. Says Rashi. Gito Deshrimara Kematanasa. Ma Matanasa Im Amad Choser. Rashi says. Av Gito Im Amad Choser. Velomi Boy Hecha De Amar Im Mati. The Holo makes. El Afilu Lo Amar Im Mati. El Yov La Get Stoma Im Amad Choser. Tim Stoma Adata De Misa Yov La Veholo makes. This is Shitas Rashi. Push up shot in the Gemara is that way. Same as a matana, you need say nothing. Automatically, it's chozer if the person does not die from his illness, as he had thought. So too with respect to a get. Says the Gemara, on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabba of a Rabba lo svirlu l'hod Rav Huna. Not that they argue in principle. Rather, Gzeira Shema Yomru Yesh get liacha misa. Rashi explains, the iomad chozer also lemeimar lo havi get ademayis. So it must be the death that's triggering the get. The proof is if he got better, there's no get, and they'll think that's get liacha misa, which will be a disaster. This is the Gemara if you pirish Rashi. Says Tosfos on daf ayin beis and beis. Kosher. Amai hutzvach Shmuel atakin beget eshchimera. Im yomus yeget, im lav lo yeget. Kevan de bistam nami chozer. Im omad. Tosus kash. So it's a simple answer. Shmuel is against Rav Huna. Holds like Rabbah and Rava. Then he gets stuck with a complicated Gemara Masech the Bava Metzia. Dav Samach Vov. About Petumei Mili. In certain cases we say, but you're saying doesn't really mean it. Cases because of a shrimera. So it's against Rav Huna. So the Rosh answer in the Tosfos of Rosh. Well, it was the same answer we said before. The Gemara Bava Metzia Samavav is the opinion of Rabba Verova, and Rav Huna disagrees. What's the kasha? In any event, for these reasons, Rabbi Natanga's own pshat. Shrimra shanosan get velo hisna dimaman eno chozer. It's not the same as a matona. Why? The matana ain't a chala klal ela liacha misa. Mana shchimer takes effect after death. Special takanas chazal. I will get. They can't make any takanas over here. Chal mechayim. The dada shiocha miyad. Hilkoch ain't a chozer im lo pirish. The gito kematanos. So what does it mean? Gito. Let me say get shchimra. It means it's referring back to the Mishnah. Mehayom. Imati michol dizeh. Ma matanoso afilu below tnai ma matchozer afgito bitnai ma matchozer. Some bachron that's a bit of a dochak because it's not exactly the same. But that this is the opinion of the rabbeinu tam, and of course Rabba Verova, even they disagree. Even that kind of a case, they're making a gzera. I cannot go into the details now. Omer al mishanto lo man al mishanto. What the Rashi said, the Ramban. It's a long story. We cannot go into it right now. But this is the basic push-up shot in the sugya of Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Fine. It's important to note that there are two halachas in Baba Basra before you even get to get. When you talk about a matana, matna shchimera, there are two different levels. There is matna shchimera proper, matna shchimera proper, and that we call Mitzava Machmas Misa, which is the next level. As a matter of fact, the Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha over here, a very good Kasha. When it comes to Matna Shrimara, the only time Im Omad Choser is if he gives away all of his property. Because if he's giving away only some of his property, there's no Umdunu Demuchach that he's giving Machmas Misa, because some people give away some of their property and they're not going to die. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, unfortunately, we know too well, some people divorce their wives even if they're not going to die. What's going on? The answer is, says the Pnei Yeshua, we're not referring to a case of typical Shchimera. No. As a matter of fact, if one looks in the Rush, when the Rush cites this Gemara, he throws in an extra phrase, which is crucial. An extra phrase which is crucial, and you have to be sensitive to it, otherwise it just flies right over your head. But the extra phrase is as follows. If you take on the Rush, it's in Simen Gimel. Amar Rav Huna, get Shchimra Shemetzave Machmas Misa. Kimatanaso. Oh, Metzave Machmas Misa. That's a whole different category. The Pnei Yeshua on his own said that. A whole different category. The halacha is that Metzave Machmas Misa, even if it's Miktas Nechosov, Im Amad Choser. How do we know that this is correct? Because in the particular case, what did the fellow say over here? He said, "Kiss will get liishti." That's all he said. Right? That's if you look in the original sources, "Kiss will get liishti." But he didn't say tnu. Normally, if you don't say tnu, it has no power, no force. The exception is found in the Gemara and the Samachem at base. There, the Gemara says, "Barishona," the Mishnah says. And they include other examples of Mesukah, etc., etc. What does that mean? It's called the Mitzvah Machos Mitzah. Rashi says, Omakisu Afal Pishloma Tnu. Because it's such a state of confusion, of Daga, and Agav Pachte. He's scared of death. Therefore, he doesn't formulate it appropriately. But he must have meant kisru. This is a higher level. That's time a guy is sick. Someone is sick, okay. Most people who are sick recover. This fellow is so dangerous. He's in intensive care. I think something along those lines. He's on the critical list. That's what it's called. Something in that category, such an individual is on a higher level of mitzvah machmas misa. In that kind of a situation, even Rabosai, if he gives away miksas nechosov, still we say that it is valid. And it's this kind of a fellow for whom we say that if Amad Choser, this is an important yesod. With this, he answers Tosas Kashin. Tosas Kashin, Bava Metzia, Dav Samuch Vov, Gaval, that's against Rashi's Pshat within Rav Huna. So the Rosh answered that, okay, so there's someone, so it goes like Rav and Rabba. Pnei Yeshua answers, no. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is a Stam Shchimera. Our Gemara is a Mitzvah Machmas Misa. A whole different level. In this kind of a case, Rav Huna says, Amad Choser. But Rav Huna would agree in a Stam Shchimera, Im Amad Eino Choser, exactly as the Pnei Yeshua had suggested on his own. Interestingly, the Mishkanus Yaakov is exactly the same thing, like the Pnei Yeshua. And he says one little different twist. The question became, why in the case of the Mishnah do you require a Tanai? That's a problem which the Rishonim discussed, the Ran and all the Rishonim. So the Mishnah has a new inventive answer to this question. The Mishnah is talking about a Stam Shchimera. We're here talking about a Mesukon. Fine. And it's clear, says the Mishnah Yaakov, that the Pnei Yeshua is right and the Rosh is right, because the Gemara quotes Rav Huna one more place on Afsamach Vavav and Aleph. Hot on the heels of the S'more of Geneva Yotze Bekolar. The person's about to be killed. The Hargla Malchus. So you see clearly from the juxtaposition in the Sugya Samach Samach Vav that there's a case of Metzaveh Machmas Misa. Fine. Oh. This is his initial statement. But the Mishnah Yaakov goes much further. There's analysis which I want to discuss with you, a very, very important yourself. Let's go to Ayin Gimel Amud Beis and see a very important Tosfos. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The last line of Tosfos quotes and it says, "Im Tomar." We learn in the Gemara, "Kalayotze levelchemes beis David, get krisis kosev liyishto." Pirish bekuntres, shekosev get al tnai. But this now starts on the ayin dalim and alf on top. Im yamas b'melchama, it's a get al tnai. Frek Tosfos for armin and hacha, harei keishes ish lechol devareh. The fear pirish ben etam, da koi ame hayom imati. Because we really meant to postpone the get until the minute before his death. So how is this going to solve David HaMelech's problem with Uriah Chiti, with Bathsheba? So, Mil the Pirsha Kuntras, Yesh Lomar, okay, Shemefarshim Behedja, Shemehayom Tiyem Megureshes. Normally we say it's postponed until the moment before death, but it's going to be an exceptional case where it's said explicitly, it should take place retroactively. The question still becomes the first narrow line. Mikol makom kasha to ilu lo neraguria hoisa batsheva eishes ish. So David HaMelech was, forgive the phrase, living on the fringe, to say the least. Whoa, yeah. So Rabbi Natan has a wild chat. So you kosvin get gomer below shum tonight. Bitsina, quietly. Shechosim and amuchama yakonsa. Vahoysa basheva penuya mamish, a total penuya. A single woman. She received an absolute and full unconditional get from David, from Uriah Chiti. Aye, the Gemara has mutav sheyivol odom sofik eshes ish. Vliyab nechavera barabim, from David. What kind of sofik eshes ish? She's a penuya. Well, says Tosfos, Girsha Bitsina wasn't Yodua. She was divorced. That's why she's called a Safek Eshes. Again, a Dochak. I'm not aware of the right to say all these things about Tosfos, but we saw it earlier. The Mishnah Yaakov says it a few times in the Sugya. Before he had it on Tosfos, Ayin Bezim and Bezim, and he said it again, and Ayin Dala. What kind of that Dochak Teretz? A Dochak Teretz here in Tosfos. It is a bit of a Dochak. We have to say that. The Mishnah Yaakov is correct, objectively speaking. The Kamz of Mishkan is Yaakov with a very interesting interpretation, which I want to share with you. Says as follows. He says, you know, the Gemara should be explained as follows. They went to Milchama, listen carefully, but despite the fact that they gave absolute gittin on the way to war. See what the Mishnah Yaakov is doing here. He's conflating a little bit of Rashi, a little here, back and forth. Rashi over here said it was a get out tonight. But Rashi on a blot earlier, Ayin Bey said, even a get stam, Mikiradin, certainly, if it's given on a Mitzavah Machos Miso or something of that nature. So it's a Mamad Choser. Therefore, the Mishnah Yaakov has charts his own course. Not like Rashi or like Tosfos. A get stam was given. Ooh, get stam was given. What kind of suffix eshes ish? No! A get stam was given. It's still suffix eshes ish. Why? Imamad chozer. Imamad when? No. We saw the details. We sort of skipped them this time around. What does Imamad mean in the previous sugya? You have to be when al mishanto, without mishanto. What is Imamad in the context of someone going to war? When the war is over. Completely and totally over. That's considered an omad. That's from, if the war is totally over, then he's chozer from the get. Uriah came back on a furlough. The get was not in his batel. And when Uriah ultimately died on the front, turned out that Bathsheba was divorced retroactively. And he says, but suffix should be taken literally. Tosfos tries a big dochak. This is his first step. And then, and it's brilliant. It's not like Rashi or like Tosfos. Then he takes it even a step further than that. Further than that. You know, David HaMelech tells Uriah, Raid Lebeischa. You're on furlough, go back to your wife. And he expects that after a long furlough, if he goes to his wife, they'll have relations. And at first, this is what we call a cover-up. Right, it's a cover-up. So this, Bathsheba is with child, and never will be able to attribute the child to Uriah Achiti. Question becomes, what are you doing over here? Assuming if it's a get al tanai, as was assumed by Rashi, then if they live together, then mevatel everything, it's pias, etc. She been aches ishlam afreya. How can it be? So it must have been a get gomer. Okay, before he said it's also a get gomer, but didn't he say a get gomer is an effect al tanai of him amad choseh? Here's a pshat. If Uriah gave a get gomer, and right now he's alive, we don't know what's going to happen before the war is over. But the Uriah knows the halacha, he's a Talmud Chacham. He knows that, you know, there's a very strong chance that this get was a completely valid get, so he'll return at the end of the war. And he's not going to live with it with an unmarried woman? What's this? Live in sin? With a woman who's not married? Chas v'shalom. What would Uriah have to do before living with his wife Bathsheba, after having already given her a get before he left the war in the first place? What does he have to do? No. Remarry her. Oh. If he remarries her, this indicates that the initial get is a get for sure. No longer in a state of suspension. The get is a get for sure. Now he's just remarried. So with this chachma says the Mishnah of Yaakov, David HaMelech endeavored to create a situation which was suffering against Hashish, to make it into Vaday Pnuya. What a remarkable, remarkable pshat that the Mishnah of Yaakov says. Of course, we could argue that maybe Uriah Achiti only was Mekadesh Shemi Suffolk, right? A Suffolk on the Suffolk that he survives the war, will die in the war, after with all the various Tanoim. In other words, if he's going to come back, he doesn't have to be Mekadesh Shemi because the original get was nothing. He's only making, if he only being Mekadesh on the doubt and the Tanai if he dies at war. So in which case, it's not a slam dunk. Okay, but nonetheless, this is the brilliance of the Mishnah Yaakov in analyzing this Sugi Rabosai. Okay, so we spoke of Rashi's Pshat, Tosfos Pshat, and the Mishnah Yaakov's Pshat. Yes?
But when David was with her, she was still not remarried to Uriel.
Uriel, yeah.
So therefore, she was suffering
Ish. At that moment, she was suffering Ish. What David is endeavoring to do now is to resolve the suffix. It was a suffix then, we'll get to it maybe later today, I hope. A suffix should also be his barrier. Will Uriah survive or not survive? Right? If Uriah survives, then he's in deep trouble. If Uriah dies, it's going to be okay. Now, even if Uriah survives, he'll be okay. That's an extra added icing on the cake of the Mishkan Yaakov. Having said this, Rabosai, let's turn to the last Marsha in Masechta Gittin. Please, the last Marsha in Masechta Gittin. Let's look inside. Bring us into the main topic of today's Shia. The main topic of today's Shia is the Vina Get. Yesterday we gave the Cleaver Get rather short shrift. Didn't have too much time to talk about it. Although, you know, we had a lot of time at the Sodas of the Cleaver Get. But today is of a different nature. We must analyze the many, many disputes which surround this get. But before we get to this dispute, we have to get to the circumstance which led to the dispute. At first glance, someone is sick, no problem, give a get out tonight. Came along the Rabbi Chilmi Paris. I guess before even looking in the Marasha, it'd be worthwhile to look in the Mordechai Simon Tuf Chaf Gimel or Tuf Chaf Zayin, which is referred to on the bottom. Let's take a look at the Mordechai first. See where Rabbi Chilmi Paris is referred to by name. The Mordechai, Tav Chav Gimel, page Yud Ches in our print, I don't know the old print, the last four lines. Rabbi Nechilmi Paris, Hayorovah beget Shchimera, Lahatzrich legarish legamri, below Shum Tnai. Why? Lafuke Navshe Mikol Svekas Vigimgum. If you look at the first part of this Mordechai, it talks about Mehayom Mati, Pirishab in a time that, what does it mean? Yom, if he dies that same day, we're not sure, me'achshav, me'yom, the same thing, different things, complications. Rabbi Nechil got out of all the complications. He made an absolute get. No, the question is going to become, what will happen if he survives? He'll be left wifeless. He wants his wife to remarry him. How can that be guaranteed? For yomazkikem lekabel cherem takonas achilas listo zeh, miyad kishayamo. O lekayim laftich b'mashkonos listo zeh. End quote. So, This is the Takana Rabbi Chilmi Paris, to give a get gomer. Said the Marsha in the very last piece that he has at the very end of the Masechta, Leman Yedu Adoros Lahavin Lahoros, Beget Shrim Rasha Nosin Bedoros Alal Bistam, Belishim Tanai Al Pitikin Aribi Paris. After I was Zoycha to learn the Masechta, I said, you know what? This is a many times trying to not tell us, and I had Alam and Alf on top. Kol Yotz in the Melchemes Beis David. She was Basheva, was Muteras of David, because they gave a get Gomer Belishim Tanai. Who Bitsina? And when she got back, come back from war, he'd remarry her. Okay? Now, why would they do it Bitsina? So Tosin Bava Metzia says, Kadesh lo yeirabim kofsin lisa'ena. He's afraid someone's going to try to marry her in the interim. So that's exactly Rabbi Chimi Paris, exactly the same thing. We do it Beloshim tonight, but we don't do Bitsina. So what's our counterpart to the Bitsina stratagem of Rabbi Natam? Namely, as the Rabbi Nechil himself said, to prevent these koftim, what do? Make shiduchim with knas and cherem and shvua, that they're going to do it, and therefore they're going to prevent others from getting involved in the case. Of course, in the celebrated case of the year, what was the year? I think it was 1612, if I'm not mistaken. 1612, I think it was Shin Yud Bey. We saw those dates in the Chubas Maram in Lublin, Simon Kufchav Beis to Kufchav Vav. There was exactly this kind of a case. Some individual was very sick, a young man, and they wanted to give a get, so she shouldn't be left in an aguna. Maybe it was a brother. I'm not sure the exact details. Maybe I don't know what way it was, far away. In any event, the guy said, I don't want to give her a get. I love her. I want to stay married to her. So I'll give a get out tonight. No! We no longer do get out tonight. Rabbi Chimi Paris, who lived hundreds of years before, said, no, I can't give a get. You have to give a get. I love my wife. I don't want her to remain in aguna, but I want to give a get out tonight. No, no get out tonight. Nope. So her mother comes in. And the mother's usually the heavy, the shvig. She says, it's going to be, don't worry about it. If you survive, she'll remarry you and be no problem. And the knas and the chair, and they gave the whole 9 yards. So sure enough, he got better. And sure enough, she double-crossed him. She wanted to marry somebody else. And it's a tumul shiba tumuls. Is this get valid or invalid? And the main protagonists were the ones that we heard of, aside from the people who wrote the get, was the Baal Chochmas Manoach. You know about it from the back. More famously, the Baal Asma, who was considered one of the Gedolei Ador Mamish. He was the Masada of the Get. Those two were Masada of the Get in Vina. And the two main protesters, also very famous individuals, were the Marami Lublin, who wrote all those tshuvas about it. And his last tshuva, Kufchavav, was written to his Mechutin, the Marasha. Wow. Not good for Mechutin to get locked their horns in a halachic battle. I hope they had the young couple, their children who lived in peace. If you imagine that. So whatever, and the Levush. Just to dramatize one more time how the Levush took this so much to heart. It was a Yerid that was going on. In what was called in the Vad Gimel Arotzes. Later was expanded to the Vad Dalet Arotzes. It's a more famous incarnation. So there was a Yerid, and they wanted to, in the Yerid, the Rabbanim got together with the businessmen, everyone was together. So they wanted to give a psak that the get is a valid get and stop this Maram Lublin already, who's making Hakana Chinik with his Irurim. They quoted the other Mordechai, you're not even Aaron a get. Levush, who thought the get was invalid, wrote a long tshuva that's invalid. And then, when he saw what the Sma wrote, what the Maram wrote, he wrote a second tshuva endorsing the opinion of the Maram. The first he wrote on his own with different logic. Then the Maram's logic is correct, we'll see what it is soon. And then he wrote a third tshuva, which was dated Rosh Chodesh Adar Shin Yud Beis, Shin Ayin Beis, I think it was. And he's writing with shaking hands, my last legs, he says. And it's so much so that he has two witnesses sign that they testify. This is, it's not his regular handwriting, this is what the Levush is writing this last minute. And you know what the yard side of the Levush is? The Levush's yard side is Gimel Adar. It means he wrote this tshuva 2 days before his petir. As I told you, the Gedolei Yisrael in the last days, we're not thinking about money or about the family, about COVID. They're thinking about Torah's Emes. And with the Torah's Emes is a Chumra, as in this case of the Levush. I told you a corresponding case, Lekula, Rav Yitzchak Chochana, with an Aguna Tshuva. This was their main focus in life, even towards this very end. So this is what they're fighting about. So let's now put the polemics aside and analyze what's happening first in the perspective of the Gemara and Tosfos itself. That's where we're coming from. The Marashah says, look, Rabbi Chilmi Pariz is really the same as the Rabbeinu Tam, and it really boils down to a complete get. A complete get is what the Maharshah says. And so too, in the case of this unfortunate fellow who was sick, it's also considered to be a complete get. Of course, you understand very well, the Bishkan is Yaakov, who didn't like the whole Tosis. Tosis a big dochak, he called it. How can you consider it to be something as Yisrael, if it's not really? And he had his own pshat. Comes, says, you're right. This, in effect, this sugya is the benchmark, the original precedent setter for the Takonas Rabbi Chilmi Pariz. But to the opposite conclusion, because if you recall the Mishkanas Yaakov said in these kinds of cases in Mamat Chozer, so too in the case of the Rabbi Chilmi Pariz in Mamat Chozer, and therefore the get is going to be an invalid get if indeed the person recovers and she double crosses him. So the get is no good in the first place. Aye, the Sma said, what are you crazy? The whole point of Rabbi Chilmi Pariz, and the Sma quotes the Lashon of the Mordechai, where the Mordechai says that the get should be given, B'li shum pikpuk klal, right? Without anything. The answer is, that is true, in a case in which the person will ultimately die. So if he ultimately dies, then it's good belishum pikpuk. Don't have to worry about the lashon of the tanai. Mehayo, meyach, if he dies today, dies another day. But if there's a double crossing, then again, in point of fact, would be considered invalid. Invalid. So this, therefore, is a very serious focus of dispute between the Gedolei Hador, based upon the original sugya, based upon Rabbi Chilmi Pariz, based upon the Marashah saying that, you know, the way I read Tosis, it's basically the same as Rabbi Chilmi Pariz is an absolute get, and the Mishkan Sakal says that's correct, but the way I read the Gemara comes out the other way around. In such a circumstance, the get will not be a good get if the husband recovers and she double crosses him. Now, fine. Good. There's more to say, but I have to be with Sam saying, this is just the beginning where this machlokas originates based upon the sources. But now I would like to discuss with you specific details in terms of, you know, who locked horns and on what issues did they lock horns in their battle, if you will, over the Vina get. Okay, let's talk about it a little bit. Again, we're going to be mitzamtzem. Can't talk about everything, but a little bit. We mentioned at the beginning, there's a sugya Tosan Ayin Beis and Beis, quotes the sugya Masechta Bava Metziah on Daf Samach Vav, Petumimili means it's meaningless. Okay, so the Sma quotes that Gemara and says, listen, the fact that she or the mother-in-law promised they're going to remarry, cheap words, garnished, cheap words, nothing with nothing. However, it's not so simple, that's nothing. The Rosh says as follows, and Bava Metziah, I may read it to you verbatim. V'chein gabe gito, mairi kigon shenisratza v'gama b'piv v'vedato v'garish below tonight. From the very beginning, the man wanted to give a get without any condition whatsoever. V'hi boso l'nachmo b'dvarim. She makes a gratuitous statement to say, don't worry about it. You'll see, you'll take a look over here in Tosis, enough Ayin Beis and Midbeis, they quote the gratuitous statement. What happened over here? Look carefully. Kost shrimah kost v'gelet visu. Istach, he gave a krecht. Stop, give a krecht. Amalei devisu, don't worry about it. What are you worried about? Ikaimus, if you'll survive. Didochano. Pitume mila. You know what's pitume mila? It's an after the fact. He agreed to give the get on his own, and he just gives krechtsing. So she's making him feel better. That's why it's nothing. What about, let's do our case. Our case, the guy refused 10 times to give a get. He insisted on giving it on tonight. Only out of his love for his wife, they told him, if you don't give this get, stop, she'll end up being an aguna in case you die. out of his love for her, he was willing to give her the get unconditionally, with the understanding she's going to remarry him with a cherem and a knas. That's not the same as the words of the Ptumi Mili, as the Rosh himself explains. So it's not clear at all, based upon the Gemara and Samach Vav, that every case is a case of Ptumi Mili. Yeah, there's some cases of Ptumi Mili, but not every case. That's for sure not. That's very important to understand as an initial introduction to this discussion. So as the discussion continues between the Gedolei Hador on this very fundamental question, the Sma, who was a Masadar, as I get, quotes an often in Gemara that even though he said something, we disregard it. And what's the Gemara? And that Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's take a quick look. Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We see that the fact that he didn't want is of no interest to us. We don't care. What's the case on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says the following story. The Gemara is a case of a person gave a get to his wife, and it turned out that he didn't give it to her, and he said, you come back tomorrow. Tells the Baal, oh, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Says Abaye, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, lo batel gita. Why? Gilui, everyone knows Yal Kagam, Gimel. Gilui daita begita lav milsi. Oh, says the Sma, you see klar, that we disregard the Gilui daita begita, as long as they went through the motions properly, the get is a valid get. Comes the Bach, who is really on the Sma side at the end of the day, and argues, it's not true. If the person, if it's clear to us he didn't want the get is not a valid get. Ah, Gili Daita? No. Gili Daita is referring to a Gili Daita which transpired long after the Baal of his own volition and his own knowledge and consent told the person to write the get and give the get. Now he makes a statement, Kacha statement, we have a right to say disregard that statement. Contrast this, says the Bach, to an individual who expresses a Gilui Das before the get that it's no good. Before the get that it's no good. We saw this discussed in the Poskim, Rabbi Osa. Those who want to take a quick, since we already opened the Gemara a few times, we haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch yet. Let's take a quick look in the Pisrei Tshuva. If I'm not mistaken, it's at the very beginning of Kuf Lamed Dalet. That simon which will come to the very end, the famous simon about get Meusa. But it starts off calmly enough. Kegili Das says Pshita, yes. What's the question? La Milsi. So the Beis Shmuel is coming to exclude the Bach. The Bach right over here in Kuf Lamed Aleph says no. Daf Kegili Das the Achar Ma'isek Sivas Aget La Milsi. Avokona Ma'isek Sivas Aget Mahani Afil Kegili Das Shosa Ba'ones, as the Bach says, and he quotes him Gemara Baba Basra Daf Mem. Gili Tzemora says by comes to get Gili Milsi Bihalme. You see it works. You see it works? That's what he explains. Before the Ksiva Saget. This is the Bach. So the Bach is an honest man. You know, the Bach is very much insistent that the get is kosher. He's an intellectual honesty to argue with the Sma. And the Sma said, we disregard the Gili Das. And the Bach said, we do not disregard Gili Das, which is expressed before the Ksiva Saget. Interestingly, the Bach, having said this in this context, ends up being one of the main fighters for the validity of the get, and he actually confronts the Maram Lublin in person. Ooh. And he records his confrontation, and not in this siman Kuf Lamed Dalet, but I think it's in Kuf Mem Ches. We read he confronted him. If I have a chance, I'll pull it out. We should look for this for a minute because it's just so fascinating. The Bach would say, would record this confrontation. Yeah, here it is. I wrote about it in my Tshuva Sachadosh of Simon Tzadi and Tzadi Aleph. Oro chachti al ponav. I told him to his face. V'atzal bal korchot tzorach lodos. And he has to agree. Huh. I say he has to admit. He didn't quite say that the Maharam admitted. He said, he had to admit, because I gave him a shmooz. Famous last words. I don't think the Maharam ever admitted to anything, from what I can see. Why not? We'll have to see. But we'll come back to that confrontation a little bit later. I just want to give you an example. At the Bach, despite the fact he's the main fighter for the get, has the intellectual honesty to say, on this point, I don't agree with the Sma, because Gili Das before Ksivas Aget is Milsa. You cannot compare it to a case of Gili Das after Ksivas Aget, which we have in the Sugya on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Fine. Are there any other indications about this Yisod? Kamzi Orach HaShulchan. This is mind-boggling. Orach HaShulchan said, you know what? The Maram Milublin is correct that we know that the guy doesn't want the get. But it doesn't matter. Again, he quotes Gilad Avigilson. He doesn't say that the guy wanted the get. He did want the get. But we don't care. And he gives a whole lumbish reason why we don't care. He says, when it comes to Gidin V'Kiddushin, and Dava Shabi Yavah Pogos Mishnayim. So what goes on in his heart is only in his heart. We disregard it. Since pro forma, everything is on the up and up, the get is a valid get. We never take into account what a person is thinking with respect to getting the Kiddushin. Ribbeinu Shel Olam! Is Orach HaShulchan against the Gemara? The Gemara we started with today, it's going to Pirush Rashi. And the Orach HaShulchan himself later on seems to agree that we paskin, if you will, like Shitas Rashi. The Beis Shmuel seems to paskin like Shitas Rashi. If you look in the Sugyas, you will see in the Simon that we talk about this, I think it's Kuf Mem Hei. Beis Shmuel, Sivkot, and Zion, passes like Rashi. And the Orach HaShulchan seems to say the same thing in Sif Yudalit. So if you agree with Rashi, then how can you say we disregard what he has in mind? Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Can we get Shechima takes into account what he has in mind? I have no one to answer this for yet. I'm waiting for the Talmid to answer it for me. Don't know. But this is the issue about whether we follow the Umdana or not. What is it? And why do we follow it? So the Sabu suggests he really wanted to give the get. And even those who say he admit that he didn't want to, they disregard it. But then they say, But the Bach agrees that it's not true if it's before the Ksiva. And the Orach HaShulchan says it's never true because it's Davar Shebi'er, but it's against Rav Huna called the Shitas Rashi, which he himself endorses. That's a question which I do not have an answer to at the present time. Fine. So the Bach, who so far is saying the get rid of should be no good, does an about face for the following reasons. You know, you're right, Sma. You're right, Maram. Typically, we'd say the get would be an invalid get because he really didn't want it. That's true at the time that he's, you know, because he didn't really want to do it and he made it all kinds of tanoim, and even though he made him do it without it tonight, he really wanted it tonight. But we have a Seder Aget, gentlemen. And in the Seder Aget, we say, are you mevatel every single tonight in the world? And he says, yes. So since he said yes, so that carries the day. He said, yes, I'm mevatel every single tonight in the whole wide world. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference that originally he really didn't want to do it. That's it. Finished. How do we know it's true? Because the fact that Rav Yechiel Mipariz instituted a cherem and a knas that the person is going to have a remarriage, that in itself demonstrates to us that it's conditional. Because had it not been conditional, who needs a cherem and a knas to remarry? Or is you're going to be married? This is what the Bach suggests in his debating points in order to see to it that the get is going to be a valid get. So the Maram was no pushover. He said, look, the reason we require a cherem and a knas, it's not everyone is an expert in all the lachas of Tanai. And he quotes a Tshuvas Arush, and he understands the question is, what does the Tshuvas Arush mean? Is there a bitl at Tanai or not? So the Bach quotes a Tshuvas Arush, and like, look, here's a bitl at Tanai, so the Tanai is bottom. The Maram said, no, come on. All you did there was you were mevatel any formal tanai, but you're not the mevatel the implicit tanai that it's obvious from the circumstances. That's number one. Number two, as we pointed out on our own, we found there in the Tzemach Tzedek, the Maharam Lublin says has two prongs, if you will. One is considered a get al tanai. The other is considered to be a get betos. Tos is a totally different category. Now tos may require a past event, as opposed to a future circumstance. It's arguable in the case of the Vina Get that it really was a past event. What does that mean? If they could substantiate, there was a conspiracy that at the moment that the Get was given, that the woman and her family had no intention of remarrying him if he was going to survive. So even though the official saying of no, the official double cross came later, but if it could be clear that the plan was hatched earlier, that may perhaps be considered to be a get betos based on past circumstances, because as that same Pesachim Shuvah talks about at length, past circumstances are different than future ones, and there could be a get betos. Get betos is a whole different din, has nothing to do with Tanai. The Bach also requires Tanai Kofel, and we didn't have a Tanai Kofel. So some say we don't require Tanai Kofel. And some say again, if it's midin tos, you certainly don't require kofel when it comes to tos. So therefore, this is another front, if you will, which is open between the gedolei hador, right? Whether the bitul hatnayim is effective, and whether the original tanai is effective, whether it's midin tos. So again, the Maram Lublin can say number one, he never meant to cancel any implicit tanai. Number two, the Maram Lublin will say that even though it's not kofel, it doesn't matter. By implicit time, you don't really need it tonight, kofel. All the Gemaras say that way. Going to Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't want to sell his house, and his son is alive, he thought his son was dead, didn't say anything. They're all series of circumstances, but you don't need any kind of dibur. And number three, tos doesn't require dinim of tonight. And the Sma said, the Bach said no. The Bach said, it's not considered to be a tos. It's only a matter of tonight. You gave it, you mavatal the tonight. So therefore, the get is going to be a valid get. And even if there were a Tanai, it wasn't a Tanai Kofel, we require a Tanai Kofel. These are some of the fronts in this area between the Bach and the Maram Lublin. And the truth is, after all said and done, not so simple to push away the Maram Lublin. As we saw from others, he's no pushover. As a matter of fact, the base mayor, who felt that the Maram had a lot of good things going for him, said, you know what? What I do is, when it's found in the Seder, I get with Maram Rav Yosefish, where he says as follows. Mister, even if your wife will double-cross you, will you still want to give the get? And we force him to say yes. Oh, that works. If you ask me, I'm not sure even that works. He's saying, it's all under the gun. But that's what the base mayor says in Simon Kuf Mem Hei, Sif Tes. He says, even the Maram and the Levush will agree that this get is good. Pesachet Shuvah quotes at the end of Sivkot and Vav. I'm still not exactly sure that's really true. Not sure they would agree. Not sure, I'm not saying no, but I'm not completely sure. I don't know for sure. So in the polemic, Rabosa, let's go right to the polemic of the Bach. The Bach said, I prove to the Ramam he's wrong. Why prove? Because we rip up the get as soon as it's given. Every get shchimera, says the Bach, we pass like Tosis. What Tosis says, that although he said mehayom, he didn't mean it. He wanted to postpone the get as long as possible. That's a Tosis, the end of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. That although he said mehayom, he really wanted to postpone the get as long as possible. So the second before his death. Says the Maram, says the Bach to the Maram, you have to admit to me. Why must you admit to me? Because if you're going to tell me that in this particular case, it's considered to be a get al tanai, every get al tanai means shalach as lefei misos or konto atosis, and they rip up the get beforehand. Since the get is up beforehand, if you're right, Maram, every get shchirim of his manet is going to be botel mevotel, even if he dies. Because by the time it's supposed to be effective, the get is already ripped up. Ah, I gotcha. So writes the Bach and Simon Kuf Mem Ches, I proved, oh, Chachti al Parav, I proved to his face that he's wrong. Yeah, huh? So, we don't know, at least I haven't seen anywhere, if the Maram responded to that. Anyone you see it? In those Shuvas Maram? Did he respond formally to this accusation hurled at him by the Bach? And I looked pretty quickly. I don't know if I didn't see explicitly if the Bach, if the Maram responded to this idea that the get is ripped up, and for this reason, since the get is ripped up, so yes.
You saying only in that specific case the get was ripped up, or
no? They were traditionally ripped up the get. Traditionally, as a matter of fact, the Beit Shmuel said that's why you rip up the get, just to show that the Maram Lublin is wrong. That's what he says. I mean, that's mind-boggling because we rip up every get. But I guess in this particular case, we should have played it cool, because there are some people who said a get is not valid until later on. So why do we go out of our way to rip up the get? So we go out of our way to rip up the get just in order to demonstrate that the Maram Lublin is wrong. This is what the Beis Shmuel says. somewhere here in Siman Kuf Mem Hey, I believe. Okay. So number one, the Mara might respond, we don't pass like Tosis. The Mishnah Yaakov goes crazy. We'll get to it. I thought maybe today, but maybe not until tomorrow. That's incorrect. I hope we'll get. I don't know. Try. That even we don't pass like Tosis. Tosis is shver. The guy says Mayom Ula Mayom. It's Chal Mayom. Tosis is incorrect. That could be one possible response. A second response. It's a get betos. Get betnai may only be effective shoharas kodem misoso. But get betos could be chal now if it's chal at all. So therefore, it may be in the, have a category of tos. If it's considered a tos, then again, the Maram's proof, the Bach's pircha against the Maram would not work if in point of fact it is in the category of get betos. So we already have two possibilities. Now, two possibilities so far to take care of the issue of the fact that the get is ripped up. Is there anything else which can somehow overcome this confrontation that the Bach had? I'm not sure. Again, we don't know what the Maram responded, but we had at least two potential responses. Again, one, we don't pass like Tosis, that the get is in fact a valid get immediately in retrospect. Two, it's a case of Tos, and Tos not the same as Tanai. There is another point of view, which we mentioned briefly. Some claim that if the get is ripped up with a kera shel bezdin, it's not considered to be ripped up. That's already a bit of a chiddush, but we did mention that as another possibility in this respect. Fine. Now, this issue, Rabbi Osai, of the has one more dimension. I think it's the final dimension I want to discuss. In this respect. Very nice, argues Isma, that the Maram Lublin might be right on the level of the Oraisa. But the Gemara is klar, and if I'm Gimel and Alf, Mishim Gzeira Shem, we get the Achamisa, Rabba and Rabba argue in Rafuna. And the get goes through no matter what. So here too, Rabba and Rava will argue to Rav Huna and say the get will go through no matter what. Home run, says the Sma. Of course, that's only true on both sides. According to the opinion of Tosis. Because Tosis has referred to a case where the person made an effect of Tanai. Afal Pikain, we said the get is valid, the Rabbonin validated the get to avoid a semblance of get the achamisa. However, if we follow Shita's Rashi, Rashi says that the sukkah is referring to a case where there is no Tanai, then it could be argued if there is a Tanai, and here there may have implicitly been a Tanai since he kept screaming Tanai, 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 in that kind of a case, perhaps the Xeris Rabba Varava was never promulgated. That's one way how we can override the objection of this, the logic of the Sma, that the Sma said, look, even if you're right with the Raisa, you're wrong with the Rabbonon, because the rabbis came and said the get's valid in any circumstance. Okay, but once again, we said that if since it's considered to be a Tanai over here, according to Shitas Rashi, the Sma's reasoning would not be compelling. Then, the Maram has an entire treatise about a sugya back in the fourth parak, that if a person gives a get, thinking that the case of Shemra or Neder, things of this nature, it turns out that the facts are wrong. Islandness, that the facts are wrong, even though the get's given apparently unconditionally, nonetheless, if the facts turn out to be different, then we should say the get is batal. And we warn the woman in certain cases, shtiku sayach yofa midiburayach. You better be quiet, because if you're not going to be quiet, it's going to be a major problem. Of course, Tosis is bothered by this kind of a statement. What do you mean, shtiku sayach yofa midiburayach, keep quiet? If she is quiet, how can we be quiet? That's a very serious problem. Women should be quiet and allow her to marry illicitly. This is a big problem. What do you mean? So Tosis has this question about Rav Amud Beis about Tosis. Im hi shaska nan mishaskina. What are you saying? So Tosis says no, that she tossed about Aleph. It's only a matter of a laz. It's only a matter of a laz. It's not the get is going to be good no matter what. See, here too we find these gedolei achronim running, horseback. I mean, I forget that expression. Running on the backs of these giants of the Rishonim, with this Sma and his group quoting Tosfos. You see, it's not a problem. And the Maram and his group quoting Rashi, that it is a problem. So again, this goes back a long way. This dispute to Rishonim, is there an issue, a real issue over here? It's only a matter of laz. And some will say, well, it's a matter of laz. Laz also counts for something. What's the get mivino is a laz too. And the Mishnah Yaakov has his final dig. I warn you never to get involved in this kind of a get. Because look what happened to David HaMelech. Even though with all the shtiklach Torah, with all the fanciful stuff, he was 100% innocent, and the get was a valid get, complete get, with his Mishnah Yaakov's cake, and with his icing on the cake, and with his cherry on top, and everything else. And the David is clean as a whistle, and kol mishama David chata, ein ela toa. Look what happened to him. Didn't come out clean. Don't you dare get involved in any such kind of a get. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says, how dare the Mishkanes Yaakov revisit this issue, which has been dead for 200 years. And his day was already dead. Yeah, 200 years from approximately 1612 to 1812. What are you revisiting it for? It's not dead even now. It's not dead. In the late 20th century, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal has two tshuvas, which seem to harken back to the principles of the Maharam Lublin. Remember the case we had? A person gave a get, and there was an agreement and understanding, and the guy and the girl stiffed him, didn't want to go along with the secular divorce, and the whole kinds of stories. And I'm warning you, don't say anything. If you don't listen to me, there's a chashad and a get and a mamzerim chas v'shalom. You saw a Moshe Tshuva, you have it somewhere in your file. Scary stuff. But he gave a get with all the conditions, Even Rabbi Moshe was sympathetic to the opinion of the Maharam of Lublin. So Rabbi said, this is not so simple. It's not until Mashiach comes, I don't know if it's ever going to be resolved. I don't know. Okay, so we spoke about some of the highlights. They have highlights of the Vina Get controversy, which is a remarkable controversy. I think that everyone should learn so many important lessons from it. Okay, now we have to pick up a number of the pieces that were left aside because we were so focused on in the single focus. There are a number of other issues which are brought up together with this. Because if you recall, the Mishnah says over here on the Ayin Gimel and Aleph, the last line, Mai be'osan hayomim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ke'eshes ish l'chol devareha. Rabbi Yossi Omer begureshes ve'ena begureshes. Okay? This is the Gemara. So, this is discussed at some length in terms of the actual details. A lot of details over here. What are the details? Is there a chi of chatas? Is there a chi of asham tolui? That's the Gemara says over here, a little bit on the next daf, on the ayin dalem and aleph. Right? Asham tolui ika benayim. So what does that mean, is asham tolui ika benayim story? Let's just discuss again briefly, without going into every last prat. Briefly, what does it mean, asham tolui ika benayim? Is there a chatas? Is there an asham? And remember, the Gemara introduces the sugya of breira over here. This is a complicated Gemara. So Tosfos says over here, Ein Gimel Amud Beis, not the long Tosfos that we already learned twice, Omar, but the one before, Tana. So Tosfos says, let's just going kind to of briefly, Pish Bekuntris. The Gemara says, Uvilvad Sheyomus. That's Chaz of the Gemara. Maibos and Yomim, the Mishnah is quoted, Tana, Uvilvad Sheyomus. Frank the Gemara, Vilchimais Havigita, Vakaimel and Get Leachamisa, Omar Rabba, But Omer me eis sha'ani ba'olam. Okay, very nice. Says Rashi, Tana Bavachi Yamas, Avalim Lomates, Igloy Milsa the Lav Gito, V'chayev Chatos. Rashi is always the ultimate pashtun, right? If he doesn't die, so then it turns out the get is no get at all, because it was only given an effect on a condition. Called the Shitas Rashi, Stam get Shchimra Imamat Choseh, so the Mitzvah Machmas Misa, and therefore it's going to be a Chiyuv Chatas. What if at the end of the case the husband does die, then the question is going to be, would there be some kind of an Oshem Toli? That's what the implication is. But let's take a look at Tosis. See, Tosis quotes Rashi. What's Pshat in Rav Yossi? So Rashi says later on, what's Pshat in Rav Yossi? The last Rashi on the Daf. What does Rashi say? The very last Rashi. Listen carefully. Rav Yuda samach lemisa chayal gita umei kor eishis ishi v'vareis yechayiv chatas. Rav Yossi sova no. Mish'as nesina misafkalon. Dilma, listen very carefully, please. Dilma zumi shas shas smucha lemisa. Vavi get suffek. Viafa gav dechaye tvei. Ein breira. What does that mean? What does that mean? What do the words mean? Ein breira. So Tosas quotes Rashi. And he asks Akasha, what do you mean? Ein breira? If ein breira, then mishas misa ve'elech nami lote megureshes v'svaray. We should also remember, why is it we say that the status exists before the death? Even after the death, we should suggest that ain't brayer. And they quote a gemara of Chaf Hamid Beis that says that. So the Ri says no. Rabbi Yossi, who says megureshes ve'elech megureshes, he's mesupik. Is it mishas nesina or shoachas kodem yamisa? So if it's originally, then it is a get, and otherwise it's no get, because the pashan of ain brayer, that's the pashup shot in the re. Okay, so these are just quickly going over the Gemara according to Shitas Rashi, and the Gemara according to Shitas Hatosis. No, Rashi looks like a fool over here. Can't be. We all know too well that Rashi can't be left like that. Okay. It's interesting that the Rav Yossi says Megureshes Veina Megureshes, because we're Mesupuk as to what to do. The Mishkanes Yaakov was at its own original pshat. To the Kohen Rav Yossi, you bring an Oshem Toli immediately, because it's a suffix situation. If it turns out that he doesn't die, have to bring a korban chatas. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh suggests and rejects it. Why? Because when it comes to a case of Oshem Toli, is it Chelev or is it Shuman, you may never know the answer to the question. Hence, you bring an Oshem Toli. But over here, we at the end of the day, is he going to die or not going to die? We don't bring an Oshem Toli to cover us for only an interim period of time. Rather wait to see if you chayev chatas or not. That's an interesting dispute. What do you do with Tosas Kash against Rashi? If it's Ein Breira, should be no good even after the death? So the Ran says in his Chidushim that it's not like regular Breira. It's a different kind of a case. Different kind of a case. The hour, etc., may be totally upon Breira, but the get itself is going to be Chal in any event. What does that mean? So the Tosa Rosh says that Rashi doesn't mean it literally. It doesn't mean ain't brayer in the literal sense. Not the same. What it means is as follows. At the moment of the bia there was a suffix, and therefore Yechayev Oshem Toloi, even if at the end of the day it turns out that the get was not a good get, but at that moment in time was an unknown. Hence, there was an Oshem Toloi. It's not the same as Chelev. Because there, in the case of Chalev, at the moment that you ate it, it was Chalev. It was just a matter of lack of knowledge. Here it's a matter of a future event. Again, these are a bit complicated. It's interesting that the Pshat of Tosis again incurs the ire of the Mishkanes Yaakov in terms of the Man D'Omrim, where Rav Yossi holds here, what Rav Yossi holds there, in terms of yesh brera versus ain brera. It's not clear to that you can come out of this clean. And therefore he has, again, his own interpretation, which we mentioned a little bit briefly. The Gerishin is certainly Chalam Afreya, for sure. Afal Pikein, you bring an Oshem Toli Akun to Rabbi Yossi, since at the moment of the Bia was a Suffolk Eishrish, maybe he's not going to die. Again, briefly, we see that Breira gets involved very deeply into our Sugya, and when not every time the word Breira is used, it means exactly the same thing. According to the Rosh, Rashi never meant Breira in the classical sense, and the obligations of either, if you have either strange obligations of Hashem Tolya in our case, which wouldn't exist elsewhere, or exemptions from Hashem Tolya, which wouldn't exist elsewhere because of the definite facts going to be clarified later on. So yeah, it's been thrown around. It's not a typical case of Suffolk Chel or Suffolk Shum. This is different on many levels. And if you look carefully in the Gemara and the Rishonim, and especially in the Mishnah Siyakov, you see that it has a somewhat different spin. But I want to discuss one more topic, just one final topic about this sugya, which is a big problem. How does our Get Shchimara work? Now, we don't have Get Shchimara really. Get outside, we don't have nowadays as a rule. But in time of yesterday, they actually did have it. How can it be that the Get Shchimara works if it's considered always to be Shachas Kodem Misasi? And the Gemara is Mefurish on Daf Chofeim and Beis. It's Rav Misharsha, a name we've had already twice. Rav Misharsha says that if you hold Ein Breira, a get cannot be effective Shachas Kodem Misasi, because at the moment that it's supposed to take effect, the minute before he's dead, we don't know yet. You don't know at that moment that it's the moment before his death. So that's why it's a problem of Ein Breira. So the question is raised by the Get Poshut, how in the world of any Get Shchima work bismananu? How can it possibly work? It's impossible. Not only would it not work when it comes to a get, but it would emerge according to the kasha of the get poshut, is that it will not work even in the case of a matana. This is relevant in the, what I call wills. If you want to give away the money a minute before death, the pashas, you can't do that because it runs afoul of the problem of ein brera. But the raisa we passed in ein brera. There's the problem. So the get poshut raises this issue. And it gives a very interesting analysis. He says, you're right. Rav Misharsha says that. And if we follow Rav Misharsha, we'd be in deep, deep, deep trouble. Fortunately, he says, we don't follow him. We pass like Shmuel. Who's Shmuel? Shmuel Paskins ain't Breira. And Shmuel, despite that, has this famous condition. We're supposed to take a quick look on Ayin Hayam and Bates. We saw it quoted earlier, but let's take a look in the original source. What was Shmuel's takon in these kinds of cases of Get Shimra? Says the Gemara as follows. Atkin Shmuel Begita, the fifth line of Ayin Hayam and Bates. The Gita de Shimra. Im lo mati lo yeget. Im mati yeget. And then he is lo kamakli. Im lo mati. Oh, Lomati. That's why he takes care of both problems. Hankon Lalav and Lomaklam finished pronouncing. Rabbi Shalom! What's going on over here? Has to get pushed. Assuming that Tosis is correct, that every get out time by Shimra is Shachas Kodem Misasi, but Shmuel holds Ein Breira. So the steer in Shmuel asks the get pushed. Good question. It's a very good question. Steer in Shmuel. So the answer is as follows. Fundamentally, Rabosai, this is not a case of a Breira, it's a case of Tanai. The Ramban and the Ran make the big distinction between something which will take effect either A or B, where up or down, yes or no. So A or B means if the Chochem comes to the east, the Erev's in the east, comes to the west, the Erev's in the west. That depends upon Breira. But if the Chochem comes, it's to the east. If he doesn't come, or no Erev, nothing to do with Breira. Where does it fit in over here with respect to the get Shachas Kodem Misasa? So they get the classical svarim, and that's what Bishashi seemed to have said. Look, it's not yes or no, it's yes or yes. Either get Chal this minute, or next minute, or next minute, or next minute, or next minute, a million possible minutes, whichever turns out to be the Shara's Kona Misoso. So yes or yes, depends upon Breira. But the Shmuel must disagree, says the Get Pashut. And he must hold as follows. The Get is absolute. It's, you know, I mean, it's conditional, but it's yes or no. If he dies, it's a get. If he doesn't die, it's no get. The particular detail, Rabosai, of what moment is going to take effect, which is Shachas Kona Misos, that's only a detail. And the fact that that detail is not recognized at its time as being a Shachas Kona Misos, according to Shmuel, does not concern us. Does not concern us. And that's what it means. Here in the last Rashi we saw an Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where Rashi says the issue of Breira, ain't Breira. The Tosi has the Kasha. No, that's the answer, Abos. It's a different kind of a Breira, but it's only in a detail. It's in a detail. And it's remarkable, he says, that Rabbi Chilmi Paris, who said, don't give a get al Tanai, because he's worried about Breira, he's the same Rabbeinu Yechiel, quoting the Mordechai Siman Tov Samachay. But you have to be careful if you give an instruction to write as many git until one is accepted by the rabbi, that may also be a chashash brera. That's his view. He has a very wide view of brera, and it's not clear we accept the halacha lemaisa. Anyways, according to this get pashut, one can give a matana to be effective, shoachas kodem misasi. According to the standard pshat, the answer would be no. Because when we pass Rav Shasha is la halacha, says no. Based on exterior and Shmuel, he gives us a whole different approach. Again, the fundamental question is the get being called minute A or minute B critical, integral part of the halosa get, and therefore it's either yes or yes or no. It's yes or no. Either he survives, it's a no good get. If he dies, it's a good get. The detail of exactly what minute is going to be chal, it's not important enough to run afoul the principle of Ein Breira. Okay, this about concludes our discussion of this major sugya. Any questions before I proceed? Yes. We never do matnas shchimra anymore. I mean, get shchimra because we like Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis that prohibited us from making anything on tonight. What about matana? The nafkamina by matana. Can you have a will and give a gift effective 1 minute before death? According to the get pasha, the answer is yes. And I'm not completely sure that's accepted by everybody. If it would be, it would be one way to get out of the problem of inheritance. Okay. Excellent. B'siyata d'shmaya, with this we conclude our Hazara for the seventh perek. All right, took us, we have to have a little bit of a pace here. We're now going to begin Hazara on the eighth perek. Okay? The eighth perek is about, starts with the discussion of the sinas aget, when the husband gives a get to his wife. Okay? This has a very important opening question, which we've talked about already all year. Let's discuss it more thoroughly at the present time. Does get require a kinyan? V'nasan biyada. Does v'nasan biyada mean it with a kinyan? Or not necessarily? It can be a nesina even without a kinyan. This is a famous dispute amongst the Gedolei HaPoskim. The Ktzos says that a get does not require a kinyan. And he brings two strong proofs. One is that a get works be suri hano. We are back on the second paragraph of Daf Chaf. And two, that at least midoraisa, a get works bal karcha shalisha. Presumably there's no kinyan bal karcha. So from these two rais, he sees that a get does not require a kinyan, only in the Sina. And in this, it's different than the kippel shtar mam. The Bilo Shtar Mama says the Ktzos requires a kinyan. It's interesting in this discussion, before we go into the proofs back and forth, boy in Kiyechot, because the first sugya in Masechta in Perek HaZorek talks about this concept of Gito V'yodo boy in Kiyechot, the fifth line in Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Would you say it by Shtar Mama as well? Not necessarily. So it says, no. Only by get, you apply this principle. Because get does not require a kinyan. But by shtar mamon, not. What's the explanation? So we quoted this from the Imre Moshe. By shtar matani, you have to first acquire the shtar. And by acquiring the shtar, you then can acquire a house, a field, etc., etc. You cannot say boim ki echot. It's only by a get, you don't have to acquire the get. It's a matter of a nesina. At that split second of the nesina, two things happen. One is that the get is given to her, and two, that her own hand, her yad, is given to her. So it happens simultaneously. It can only work by a get and not by a shtar moment. So suggests the ksos. Let's go back to the proofs. So the ksos had two gevaldika proofs. How do you get out of these proofs? If you can. How do you get out of these proofs? So Rav Shimon Shkop, in his chidushim, gets out as follows. He said, you know, get requires a kinyan. Ah, Yisuri HaNoah. He says, no, I got it all wrong. Yisuri HaNoah, I cannot sell Yisuri HaNoah because there's no price tag. There's no price tag, you cannot sell it. However, when it comes to a matana, you can't give away Yisuri HaNoah. And to get the same way, you can effect an acquisition of the get to the woman, even though it's Yisuri HaNoah. That's what he says. What about Baal Karcha? After all, Baal Karcha, there's a riot that what? There's no kinyan. He says, no. To the contrary, it's a gzeres hakosa of anasa biyada that she acquires the get financially with a kinyan. And it has to be that way. Why? Because if the get belongs to him, so we call agida gabe, a topic which comes up in this parak a lot. That the get is get, remember, get, nasim get biyada, meshicha biyada. He's hanging on a thread. So that thread is enough to invalidate the giving over the get. So too, says Rav Shimon Shkop. If the get belongs to him, it's going to invalidate the get. So it must be that there's a kinyan. So he turns the tables. Okay, so now, it's a spy versus spy, yeah? The Tzoyis and Avdolun say one thing, and the same author, it's two places. Comes Rav Shimon Shkop and says, no. Comes along the stipler. Yes. No. Rav Shimon says that get requires a kinyan. Normally, a kinyan requires midato. And here's the Xeris HaKasuv that there's a kinyan about Karcha. Okay. Has to be that way. Otherwise, it's like Ida Gabe, he says. So this type of says, no, I'm going to defend the Ktos. Brings a riot that you need, that you don't need a kinyan from a Gemara about a Shota. Shota. We discussed this just yesterday a little bit. A Shota, Shiodas, Lishmor, Gita. Midoraisa can be miskareshes, even though a shot has no kinyan, not midoraisa, not midorabon, not like a cotton. No kinyan whatsoever. No kinyan whatsoever. I'll ask me, Agira Gabe, Rav Shimon's Raya, if it belongs to him, how can the get possibly be good? The answer is, it's not that the husband is holding on with a string or the like. It's the halacha doesn't enable the get to get from his possession to hers. He's not holding on to it. He's letting go completely. Fascinating. And this leads us to one final piece of this puzzle, which is that the Ksos holds that when it comes to a shtar mammon on both sides, a shtar mammon has to belong to the individual. And it has to be transferred from one individual to another, from the mocha to the lokeach, from the nosin to the mekabel. And therefore, if I go to you, you have a shtar mecher or matana that someone either sold you or gave you something, and I burn it, I burn the shtar, or I'm banarizing subis, I have to pay for the paper, because it belongs to you. The Rosh disagrees, so it's only a mashke. The question becomes, what? We're not discussing here a shtar mechira or matana. We're talking here about a shtar chov. And a shtar chov, as we saw ourselves way back on the Avchof Omid Beis, where the Gemara talks about Sefer HaMakne, the last two lines on the Avchof Omid Beis. So, there we learn that that's only required with respect to a shtar kinyan, now with respect to a shtar raya. A shtar raya need not be Sefer HaMakne. So the question is raised, if it need not be a Sefer HaMakne, so the question becomes, why must it belong, must it be transferred from Makne to Kona? A serious problem. How can the Ramban quote this as a proof? In Masechta Ksubas, he himself says that Shtachov need not belong to the Makne. If you look at his Chidush and Gittin, Avchav from the base. So perhaps he agrees that although it need not be a Sefer HaMakne at the beginning, it has to be a Sefer Shalakone at the end. And we give the following explanation for this. Sefer HaMakne is the Gzeres HaKosuv, based on Paskin Yirmiyah, only applies to Shtari Kinyan. But belonging to the Kohen is a different din. We'll call it Tfisas Bala Shtar. We spoke about it back on the base. Tfisas Bala Shtar is a big zach. My Rebbe made a whole Torah about it. If you hold on to it, it becomes your shtar and you're the Bala Shtar, and the Shtar works for you, and it includes other things that are not explicit in the Shtar. That requires a Kinyan, even though it's a Shtar Chova, not a Shtar Matono Mechira. Perhaps that's true. Okay, this is our opening into this sugya. Let's see if we can take up a few more details in the next 10 minutes concerning one particular Gemara. We'll do the best we can. And that's a Gemara over here on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Both are Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Please turn to the Gemara. We have to really look inside. Hayushchimara, the cost of the Gidul Advisu, about 15 lines down. Parepanya de Mali Shapser, Friday late afternoon. Lohispik lemeisvila, unfortunately couldn't give it to her, and Shabbos came in. Lemocha tokaf leyalmi, he's about to die. Also the kameh derava, amalu zilu amru lei, liikne niala lahu duchta de Yosef begita. He should transfer to her the piece of land where the get is found. Says the Gemara, v'tezel I, v'techer, v'tiftach, v'tachzik be. Right? Let's say that there should be what we call a kinyan of Chazaka. What goes into a story? Masha Kansa Isha Kona Baila. Again, I'm not going into all the details of this sugya, but let's take a look at a number of points. A number of technical points have to be raised right away. First of all, why must you go through this kinyan process? Pick up the get and give it to her. Simply, pick up the get and give it to her. So Chazal were matir in Isser kinyan b'Shabbos, but they were not matir an Iser of Tiltil B'Shabbos. And the question is raised, why? So, the Rosh quotes the Rashbam, it's in a different place, you have to go through Rosh Hasharabim. The Rosh doesn't like that. He said, that's no excuse. Appoint a Shliach to go to the place where the get is found, and that'll solve that problem. So he doesn't like the Rosh Hasharabim story. Fine. The Rosh goes further and says, look, you have to allow for a Kinyan and Shechim Rebbe Shabbos. That's the whole Yisod here in the whole Sugya. For the get to go from him to her. So we'd rather be Matnas an additional Yisod of Kinyan, of the field itself, rather than be Matnas Yisod Tiltel, which is a totally different type of violation. The Ran says, you know what? We have an Easter Kinyan which is almost unnoticeable. Open the door, close the door. People open the door, close doors all the time, as opposed to Tiltel, which is a clear violation. The Ritva says we're afraid of the die between the Tiltel and the Gerishin. It would have been Matar and Easter for naught. For naught. The Korban HaSan takes it a step further. Even if he doesn't die, it's not what we call Be'idna. Now we push aside Easter, and have to be at the same time that the desired result takes place. Others say, Tiltel, they're both over. He gives it to her. They're both being the title of the get. As opposed to the case over here, where only the woman is the one who is closing and opening the door, and the husband does absolutely nothing. That's not so poshut, because the husband is in effect transferring the get, which may be a violation of him. So, cheftzach, even if you are totally passive, in Pekiv Vegas, if it's Chalan Shabbos, at that point is not necessarily acceptable. Or, since Gerishin is Asa Mishim Kinyan, better to have an additional Easter of Kinyan rather than have a new Pandora's box of Easter Tiltel. And this is what some interpret to mean what Rashi says over here. Rashi Anaf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis explains that you may not move a get for Asur, Letaltel, get B'Shabbos, ulemosro lo. Why did Rashi add that phrase? Ulemosro lo. In other words, you have no right to do two separate isurim. Do one isur, mesir, kinyan, it's all one and the same. So these are some of the technical issues as far as tilfil. But the next question is raised. It's also a tough question that the Beis Shmuel asked. Rabbeinu Shalom, it's a get mukdam. It's a get mukdam. He planned to give the yad on Friday, what Friday's date, and now it's going to be given on Shabbos, a day later. And don't say it's given through a shliach. Tois yutches, you give it to a shliach. There's no problem of mukdam. Because Tosis points out, it's not here, it's not going through a shliach. He says, you know what? Says the Beis Shmuel, he wrote Shabbos' date. It's not considered to be a get ma'ucher. No. Shver avot, Shabbos' day. He planned to give it on Friday. Or, get shchimra has a coal. Get shchimra has a coal. And whenever it has a coal, it's the same, it's the equivalent of ayadei shliach. Or, a technical answer, he wrote the month, left out the date. He wrote the week, left out the date. These are also considered to be valid expressions of Zman, which obviate the problem of Muktam in our particular situation. But now, in the remaining 5 minutes, I'm sorry I keep going talking so quickly, but I thought I would get actually a little behind my schedule at the present time. The question is, why don't we say two other options? Instead of having this complicated story, of the woman opening and closing the door, just say either matnas shchimra kichsuv mochim misurim dami, or in the alternative, maybe you can try kinyan chalipin, which seems to be a very fairly innocent kinyan. This is a very serious question, which was raised by the Rishonim already. So the Mordechai asks the question. Let's say matnas shchimra divrei shchimra kichsuv mochim misurim, especially when matzav matmas misa, our case about to die. So even if it's matana b'miktsas, it works. What's the problem? Says the Mordechai, I don't have time to look it up, Taf Lamed Gimel, that's a din derabbanan. And here we require a kinyan, a d'oraisa. So the Mefarshim ask, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're going to see later on, I guess tomorrow, is a kinyan of Dalet Ames. Dalet Ames is presumably b'derabbanan, and it still works. We saw an interesting answer from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Zatzal. He says, you know what? For the Kenyan itself, the Rabbanon's work. Because, you know, Kenyan, the Rabbanon helps, Hefke, Bez, and Hefke, it works. But not for the Nesina. Not for the Nesina. So in Dalet Ames, it's considered to be a Nesina, an intrinsic Nesina. So therefore, even without the Kenyan, a Nesina is going to work, because it's within a Dalet Ames. But over here in our sukkahs, we'll learn tomorrow, in order to overcome the problem of tligita megabe karka, that's Tosus v'tezel, we'll discuss it mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, to overcome tligita has to be keget bo mirishusa ba'al irshusa. Mirishusa l'irshusa, that requires a kinyan d'oraisa to make it into an asina. So kinyan d'rabban is going to work if it's only needed for a kinyan. But when the kinyan is needed to make it into a nesina, it has to be a kinyan d'oraisa. Very sharp explanation. The Rashbag is a pasha d'teres. We know that divrei shchimra only work liach hamisa. Ain't get liach hamisa. I guess that the Mordechai must hold like the Turin Choshen Mishpat, is what's quoted by the Achronim. It's chal l'mafreya. It's chal l'mafreya. What about, we asked a question concerning chalipin. Why should we invoke chalipin? Just, we'll end in a minute. Why should we introduce chalipin over here? It's not my question. The question of chalipin is raised by the Tosfos HaRosh. Answer the Tosfos HaRosh, it's not considered to be an asina. It's not enough to have kinyan. We discussed earlier today, is it enough to have an asina without a kinyan? But it's certainly not enough to have a kinyan without an asina. So the only kind of a kinyan which would possibly work in Gittin, other than we spoke about at length earlier in the second parak, other than the kinyan of Yad, Venos and Biyada, any other kinyan for it to work has to be an Asina type of a kinyan. And kinyan Chalipin is not. And as a matter of fact, some suggest that's the proper teretz of Matna Shimra, that it's also not an Asina type of a kinyan. That's a very important yisod that the Sefer Mishnah hold from. It's not considered an asina type of a kinyan. Now, what's in and out of that category is not for now because I'm out of time. Maybe tomorrow I'll come up a little bit. Rabosai, I'm sorry I spoke so quickly. We chazed a significant amount of material today. Then tomorrow we'll continue with new inyanim. Okay, tomorrow again, shiur, regular time. Okay. See out of the Shemaim. Yeah.
In terms of starting from Pesach,
yeah.
The second night, can you start before Tzeis and just say Kiddush and Bench afterwards? Or?
What does start mean?
Like there's a Seder.
You want to sing songs. You can sing songs before.
But like no, like start an actual Seder and then say Kiddush.
What are you going to do before the Seder? Before Kiddush?
I don't know.
Maggid is a problem. Mm-hmm. If there are parts of Maggid, I can tell you a good chunk of Maggid is not.
Am I going to stop Maggid. This?
I can't check. I can say 1 minute.
Someone should have kept it.